Salutations, precious students, faculty, Wony Ponies. This is WONY Oneonta here to present the 33rd Best Burp Performance from Otsego County's 19th Biannual Burp Review, 1994.
Very impressive.
WONY Oneonta. Who doesn't like burps?
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wony Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m., located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Yeah.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
so hard to see. If I'm not mistaken,
it's tearing our worlds apart. Zero to 60 from the start. Using the love like a weapon's not the way it's supposed to be. So baby, let's just surrender. Get back to you and me. I don't wanna spend another night licking our wounds from another fight. Girl, we'll leave this hurt behind. On the battlefield of love and lies, we've been desperate for.
Look! empire casting off before the Western design. Private citizens and companies manage the world. Untrained, the work we may do in the world, the work we may do in the world. They couldn't capture Hispaniola, so they went and found a harbor, the Red Dawn of England's empire.
400 years,
land of wood.
Western design, a giant frame. You're tuned in to Vinylthon on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay tuned for 24 hours of vinyl listening.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024. Stay tuned. Radio stations are spinning together to celebrate vinyl. This year's Vinylthon special is coming up, featuring artist interviews, behind-the-scenes stories from the vinyl industry, and a special chat with this year's Vinylthon ambassadors, Third Man Records.
Hi, this is Ben Blackwell from Third Man Records, and I want to thank you for supporting Vinylthon. From our side of things, from me personally to Third Man, it is insanely appreciated, and it's encouraged, and you know, we couldn't be happier that, you said 200 different stations this year? Yeah, that's amazing. That's wild. And that's only going to grow, and it's only going to have more people do individual shows where they just play vinyl, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe that's one way that we see vinyl growth is actually in the radio realm.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024.
This Sunday, April 21st, is WONY eBoard elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of WONY are required to attend, and you must be a member to participate in the voting. This election is in IRC 2 at 2 p.m. I hope to see you there.
Did you know the average cough can travel distances of up to 6 feet?
What?
Government-required face coverings cut this number down exponentially. COVID-19 is one of the worst global pandemics we've seen to date, so simple guidelines have been put into place, such as social distancing and wearing masks. And yet, still not everyone is wearing them over a year later. Studies are showing major inconsistencies in mask wearing across different age groups, with certain groups wearing them significantly less than the others. Especially in ever-changing times like this, wearing your own mask properly is the only constant, and it is important to encourage it whenever possible. Wear a mask and save a life so you can get back to yours.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
I'm loving torture poets, but complaining that cultivate the mushroom. Was not prepared to die. Can't scratch, can't bite, can't escape. Or forage, or lie.
we're here to keep it locked at 90.9 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at